Hello, we are back, we're in. You know what, we've actually got 26 minutes because I've just got back from work and the oven's on, my dinner's on, and it's in the oven for 26 minutes. Tonight is nice and simple, chicken, rice and some vegetables, all cooked in the oven and then all seasoned and ready to mix together to make like a little bit of a bowl of something, some sort. Anyway, this episode, I think very well needed actually, and I am so grateful that I've been able to have conversations with certain individuals. I won't name names, but they all know, listen to this, that I'm talking about them. And it's got me thinking a load of other bits and pieces, and that I want to basically reach out to a wider audience for this podcast and what I want to say with regards to feeling levels of uncertainty that you may have about your training. And I think it is very common to feel the way that you do. So this applies, and obviously I want all of you to listen, but this applies to those of you who have maybe started your CrossFit journey, and you know you're in that 90 day, you're in that 18 month, 2 year period where things aren't going as smoothly as they were when you first started, and that maybe there's been a consideration that you've actually thought about maybe, you know, stopping and giving it a little bit of a break. Now, the individual that I spoke to, and I have given them that certainty, that is, it is very common for people to feel like that, and you're also allowed to feel like that. And I think it's sometimes worth just voicing that to someone that maybe can give you the right advice or someone in the position that can help. And I like to say that I think coming out of that conversation with that individual, I have been able to help and add a little bit of value to that. So it's okay to feel uncertain in that and kind of think, oh, maybe we need a break, or I'm not making the progress or things that I was making. And the way that I can explain it is a little bit how I've kind of put things into the last few podcasts, and certainly this season, about longevity. I think that a lot of us intentionally or unintentionally have this measure that doesn't exist of definition of what we should be as fitness, and what obviously CrossFit is defined, absolutely. But I think that one thing, before I get into that, actually, sorry, this is how my head works. Sorry, some of you laughing. I know you're laughing at me now. But I interviewed a coach, and he actually could be listening to this too. And one of the greatest things that we had a very good conversation, and hopefully we can explore this coach. Had a very good conversation, and what he said was that CrossFitters, those who do CrossFit are spoiled, in the sense that for the first 6 months or 9 months of training, you learn so much, and the rate of learning just goes through the roof. You pick up new skills, everything's a new stimulus, you're driven, everything, you know, in terms of you're getting that response from feedback from training, it hurts, etc. And obviously this is not word for word, but it is close, okay, it's along these lines. However, you get to a point where that rate just drops off slightly and it starts to descend because you can't absorb information like that. Now it's a case of refining and putting into practice. And people often feel like this. And this is why you may feel at this point that you are, because of that scenario, that you're not learning, you don't feel like you're making progress. When in actual fact that there is still loads of progress, one, to be made, two, that you're making. But we actually have to recognize that, and I don't think people do recognize that there is no end goal with doing CrossFit. And that's quite difficult to, I think, understand, you know, in respectfully, in the nicest way possible. I think that is quite a difficult thing to understand. I think that's a realization that individuals have to make on their own. There isn't an end point. You can measure things, you can do a training program, you can try to improve this strength movement, this VO2, whatever it is, but there is never an end goal. There's always something to do and get better at, even from a point of view of that there's so many ways to mix so many different movements and modalities, you know, gymnastics, weightlifting, time domains, rep schemes, that You can never literally just get a piece of paper and tick it off. Whilst on the flip side, at the gym, when you were doing conventional, maybe bodybuilding, you were doing some classes, maybe, and then you were going to the gym and doing like your 3 sets of 10. There comes to a point where you do end up ticking that off because you complete all those rep schemes, you complete those movements, you find new ways of making that muscle contract in that segment. But it comes to a point where you can no longer do that. And you came to the conclusion of trying CrossFit because you were stuck at that stalemate with the session, the training that you were doing, but maybe, you know, hadn't fully explored the full scope of that, but you found and you preferred the intention and what CrossFit done for you, the feeling that it gave you. But it's completely normal to feel that, you know, you may want to feel like you want to take that time out because is it, you know, it's not to do with you. You know, if you're turning up every week and you're absorbing as much as you can, you're putting into practice, you are now just chiseling away and you are going to be chiseling away. And, the harsh reality is that we are going to be chiseling away now for the rest of our life. I came to this realization quite a long time ago, but it damaged me a little bit in terms of my ego because I was like, fuck, like, you know, I constantly want to do this and what, you know, but there comes a point where you are literally with a chisel and a hammer and you are just sculpting and refining the things that you want out of it. Now, I also have to mention that if you measure yourself against someone else's expectations, then you're going to find that quite difficult because however many times I've said this, I think it's still relevant that in the world that we live in, it's portrayed and defined in so many different ways that if you don't look a certain way because someone else does, then you are now declared as unfit. Or if you can't do what that rep scheme says, then you can't do it. I'll give you an example. You can go into any CrossFit gym and on the board or on the TV will have the workout and it have RX or scale, it have level 1, level 2, level 3. It's very difficult to come to the realization and come to a conclusion that, you know, you anything less than that RX weight is not good enough. But actually it's just made up. In a way it's just, there is obviously backing behind it. There's a reason, there's science, but it is just a made up number. It could be anything else. And I used to a real life example, we introduced different levels in the gym and it didn't work as well as I'd hoped it for, purely to give people like a reference point of like gaining intensity and etc. And the level kind of things worked for a little while but didn't with everyone because it then put people in maybe a hierarchy system of like they were doing X and you were doing Y or they're better than you. It's got nothing to do with that. It was just meaning that for you to get the better workout out of that hour, you needed to do maybe less weight or the rep scheme change so that you could progress. But we get so fixated on this, I don't even know what it's called, on this thing that it's just created by the way that we think about and perceive things. Social media wise, I enjoy the odd Facebook video here and there. And obviously people from Instagram post things on Facebook, and I came across the guy who was over lockdown. The guy, Nick Capo, from Liverpool, who stood up for gyms and everything else, and you know went up on TV and whatever. And it's actually a recent thing that he done, and he's speaking about this fictional character that social media portrays people to be. You can go on his Facebook or Instagram, whatever, you can see it for yourself, but this is not word for word, this is just what I've can remember. Forgive me if I'm wrong, I've got a lot on my mind at the moment. You know, that you can rent any building, you can rent any plane, you can rent any clothes, any person, any cars, and you can portray to people a fictional character, and then it becomes very hard to distinguish that and also come back into reality. And unfortunately, I think that's where a lot of the world is going outside of fitness, but also massively in fitness, because we create. I also think it, in a way, this fictional character exists amongst all of us because, you know, from the intention for people, you know, wanting to train twice a day, they go to the gym in the morning, like we're normal fucking human beings. Like I think there's a comedy sketch with Kevin Hart. I think it's in one of his I can't remember the tour that he'd done. I think it's with the red background. I can't remember the tour. But anyway, he's like talking about this guy. You're making a joke about this guy's like working customer service, and he's like got this fucking massive neck. And you're like, dude, like, how'd you get? He's like, dude, how'd you get this thing? He's like, oh, I'm going gym. And he's like, you work here. Like, why do you need to be that fucking big? And it was just very funny. If you get a chance, watch it. I'll have to try and find it so I can put it up. I'm basically going to the point of, like, why are we doing the things that we're doing? We create this fictional thing that, you know, all of a sudden Instagram and Facebook have made us portray that we have this luxurious life, that we've woken up and we've had this breakfast bagel from this fucking fancy cafe, and we've got coffee and we're walking and we've got this voiceover saying this, and we've gone to the gym, we've gone into an ice bath and we've fucking dipped our toe in cold water, and then we've gone and done meditation, and then we've logged onto the computer, sent 3 emails and done our day work, and then gone train for 8 hours. Like, that's fucking not reality, mate. And I think that is infiltrating into just our subconscious mind for a lot of people, and I think we need to step back from that. I also think that we should address the level of, I genuinely believe that we at our gym try to do this really hard and give up a lot of education surrounding how someone should perceive fitness and should train. But unfortunately, the message is against us is a lot bigger, because people's investments, people's capital that they have, bigger companies. You know, there are times, and I'm still trying to figure out ways of how to manage that better with a big group of people. So, for example, with regards to like programming, and this was a conversation I had with an individual, you can't be constantly on the go to achieve something, right? In terms of obviously new skill, absolutely. You should always look to develop new skills, but it's in different ways, right? You can develop a new skill in your mind, you can develop a practical skill or physical skill. But what I mean is that, you know, with regards to training, we can do 7 intense weeks, but then there comes, you know, you do your testing week, then there comes a week actually where you need to remove yourself from that environment and take a week off. Telling that to people is actually very difficult, because there comes some resistance. It's like, well, I'm not going to get fit. You're like, yeah, but you're not going to get fit in 3 days or 5 days in that 1 week. Like, you've just done a stint of 7-8 weeks of hard training. You've been in 3, 4, 5 times a week. The other factors you have to consider is your stress levels, your work levels, your hydration, is your nutrition right? The relationships that you're suffering, or suffering, like, you've got so many pieces to this pie that you have to consider. And fitness, I think I've said this in another podcast before, fitness can't come into that pie and make those other bits smaller. Your pie should just get bigger so that there's all these things within that pie. You've got time and designated time, let's say, and energy for those things, because all those things require fucking energy. So there comes a time where you also got to think, right, I've done 7-8 weeks of 7-8 weeks of training, and I need to come in for two days this week, or 3 days, and I need to just do the rest outside gym. I know that there is a mental well-being, I know there's a physical well-being, and the individual that I spoke to, this again, obviously I spoke to you separately and personally, so this is not, I hope when you listen to this is not you directly, I really hope that, I'm sure you know that it's not. This is generally, you've got to take the step back and look at what you want from what you're doing, okay? But I have to encourage you that you have to think on the bigger scale. So right now, for an individual, it might be that you want to lose 10 kilo. That's fine. You can set yourself a 12-month goal to do that, right? But there's going to be challenges amongst that in terms of how you feel about training, motivation, you know, all those things. But within that, you've also got to think, right, also the bigger picture. It's not about losing that 10 kilo in that one go, right? It's losing 1 kilo 10 times. 12 months is a great time frame because it allows you to be able to manage everything. At the end of the day, I also want to make the point that any short-term diets, let's say, or restrictions or changes and stuff, like, it's not sustainable. And I try to practice that with people, that there's foods that you should absolutely have. There's foods that you should absolutely not have. There are foods that you can have sometimes. And the reason I give people that sometimes option is because that's what you want. That's what you want to do. At the end of the day, we all want to fucking go to the gym. We all want to do a great workout. We all want to look good naked. We all want to fit into our clothes great. But that all comes from understanding that the game is over like 40, 50 years, not the game that you do in 1, 2, 3, 4, or even 5 years. The people that you may look at and see online, that are adverts, whatever you fucking watch or listen to, they're people that, whether you agree with the message that they're saying or not, right? I'm talking about physical condition. If that's your aspiration, that you want to be in that physical condition, that takes years. Hence why, if I don't know, the other way that I can explain this to you, and again, I think I said to this last week or something similar. If you look at someone like Bezos, even at the time, Gates and Musk, right? Their success was not overnight. Their empire that they've built, they didn't wake up and think, right, I'm going to start this today and I'm going to have it tomorrow. This is 20 to 25 years of hard fucking work that they've put those systems into place in order for them to leverage their time and have the financial freedom that they do now. The same as the body that you desire or the feeling or how you want to feel, that doesn't come. Like, you can get an instant feeling from training, right? I feel great. But you always need, it's got to happen all the time. And that comes by spacing that out. Like, just take a little bit more time. I think, look at genuinely think about you as an individual right now, of how you move day to day, any limps that you do, any imbalances that you have, like your back hurts, your neck hurts. Think about you when you get to 85, 86, 87, 90. What condition are you going to be in then? Or what condition do you want to be in? What condition do you want to be in? And now work backwards. So that means that we have to slow things down. We've got to look at working out what more, better, more wisely. Maybe that makes sense. Hopefully no English teachers listen. We've got to work out better. We have to ensure that nutrition isn't just like rammed into a small chunk of time and it's something that's sustainable. Like, I'll give you an example. Back to examples. I go through stages where I have different types of breakfast. Like my breakfast, I think I said, I can't remember who I said to, and they're like, fuck, cholesterol, blah, blah, blah. But it's like, it's not going to happen all the time. My breakfast at the moment is a bagel, 2 or 3 bits of turkey bacon, brie cheese, and 2 fried eggs, and a bit of cranberry sauce. Like, why can't I have that? Because some douchebag on social media has said, like, oh, you can't because it's this and you. But, like, I can't eat fucking chicken and rice and broccoli every day for the rest of my life and not have a beer or not have a pizza. So we've got to think, like, the lifestyle that you want to have. Like, if you're into that, cool, and you want to do that, kudos. Like, I'll respect it. I can't do it, and I rate you for doing it. There is a small element of time that you have to apply those principles for, because otherwise it's very difficult to remain disciplined. But some individuals have that level of discipline, some don't. There are people that I can work with a food plan and they can just make changes straight away. There are also some people that there's resistance and it takes a little bit while. And there's also some people it just doesn't work out because they just can't see this longevity part and they think, well, do it now. Like, oh, well, that's not going to help me now. I'm like, it will help you now. But you just have to trust the process. Anyway, that was something different, a little bit. But in short, it's okay to feel the way that you do. But I think it's a mindset shift change. I think that you have to think about the long-term effect of how you want to be and the life that you want to live as you get older and what you measure yourself against. I can't remember the saying, but I want to Google it because otherwise I'm going to make a mockery of myself. Give me a second whilst I find it. Right, this is the quote, found it. Everybody is a genius, right? But if you judge a fish by its ability to climb a tree, it will live its whole life believing that it is stupid. Albert Einstein said that. The reason I'm telling you that is because if you measure yourself against someone who has a completely different lifestyle, completely different hormonal balance, completely different life mentality, set up, everything, then you're going to think your whole life that you're unfit. You're going to think your whole life that you're out of shape. You're going to think your whole life that you're fat, you're skinny, you're not muscly, you're too muscly. You're going to think you're short, tall, fucking receding hairline like I have. whatever your thing is, it has to be measured against you, not anybody else. I really want you to take that away. Please take that away. And I think that we just need to step back and we need to just enjoy life and chill a little bit. Like, I want you to really know and come away from this that you can't complete the fitness journey. It, regardless of whether you do CrossFit, calisthenics, fucking you decide that you want to go to High Rocks, Athenex, all these different things and Barry's book, it doesn't matter what you do. You can never tick it off. Once you get that fitness bug about you want to have an active lifestyle and you prioritize your health, it's a continuous thing. It goes back to the podcast that we spoke about the pension, about a fitness pension. Like, we have to do the right things now for our future. I feel like I'm like having a go, and I'm not. I'm just getting very passionate about it. And if you were to watch me doing this, my hands are, obviously my Italian nature, my hands are going everywhere. I'm just very passionate about trying to help you understand that it's okay that you can feel like that. But I really want you to take away from this that it's a mindset shift, and we need to think about how we're going to be in X amount of years' time. Take a step back, you know. It's okay to start putting in the diary now, you know. You take 3 days, Do a good 6 to 7 weeks training. Maybe get the test in at the beginning, test at the end. Depends on what training plan you're on. The guys, obviously, at the gym, we're starting a new one next week. When in reality, next week should be a little bit of a deload because also the open. But things are, I've done it in a way that, I mean, I've told you now, but you might not have noticed. Anyway, but think about, like, after this cycle, that you're going to take out three of those. If you're training 5 days, you're going to remove 2 of those training days. You might spend those 3 other days doing something completely different. You might go for a run on one day. You might go for a swim on another. You might go for a walk. You might come to the gym for 3 days. But we're not measuring against time, distance, or speed. We're just doing it because we're coming away from our normal day-to-day. In order to get the best out of it, you almost have to look at it like a little bit of a recovery week, something that's completely, completely different to what you would normally do, where it's not strenuous. It's not an RPE scale, 9 out of 10, 10 out of 10, 1 being easy, 10 being really hard. It should be like 5 or 6. It should be leisurely. And I'm conscious of time because my oven's going to beep and it's going to go beep, 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 and I have to get up and stop it. But take that message away that I understand that you people feel the way that they do, and I have some. I do have a lot of empathy for you, and it is completely normal to feel like that. But I am here to. And if there's questions that I haven't answered or things that you're unsure of, like, please send them in. I will. If I don't answer you personally, I will address it in a podcast for you to listen. But it's okay to do that. Take your step back, and most importantly, think about your future in how you want to understand and do fitness for the next 25, 30 years. Be back next week for another episode. See you soon.